As food and fuel costs increase, signaling an uncertain future, making sure you have emergency herbal medicines with a 10-year shelf life is paramount. When stocking up on your emergency food and water, don't forget your backup medicines. Apothecary Herbs offers Power Herb Kits with 13 immune-boosting formulas for pneumonia, asthma, sinusitis, flu, and more. Or expand your protection with Apothecary Herbs' one-year supply of herbal medicine. Over 90 products to give you the power to address what ails you. Call Apothecary Herbs for herbal medicines with a 10-year shelf life. Order your Power Herb Kits or one-year supply toll-free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. Call now and prepare for your future. You'll be glad you did. 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about some pathogens today. I called the segment Pathogen Party. Well, it's not anything to celebrate, but you know. And then we're going to be talking about elective surgery. And then also there's a connection supposedly between cancer and dairy products, or milk in particular. So we're going to look at that. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in the military. And we're lifting them up in prayer. I'm lifting everybody in America up in prayer, all our brothers and sisters, and seek the Lord's face. And you'll never regret spending time in prayer. I'm praying that God will help, you know, righteous men and women get bold, have courage, and we start saying no to ridiculous stuff and take this country back and get it back on track. You know, solid common sense footing, okay? But I think we're going to need the Lord's help. So It's his decision to help, but it's our job to ask. So mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker today, here's something that's interesting. You know, just when we thought Snowden and the NSA were abusing our privacy, well, now scientists want to know your thoughts. So scientists are exploring the possibilities of mind reading. So Yale University researchers recently used a brain scanner to identify which face someone was looking at, and you know, just to see what the brain activity was about. And then at the University of California, Berkeley, scientists are moving beyond reading simple thoughts into predicting what someone will think next. Kind of reminds me of actor Tom Cruise playing that detective in the Department of Future Crimes. And then, of course, Carnegie Mellon at Pittsburgh, they're into the cognitive area as well. And neuroscientist Marcel Just says he has a vision for this area of research. He says that it's going to make the Google eyeglass look like last century's gadget. He says instead of using your eye to direct a cursor, he says to find a phone number or a car repair shop. Instead, he says he sees a device that will actually dial the shop by interpreting your thoughts ahead of time to get you that car. Interesting. Right. All right, moving along in the quack report. How many of you out there want to live forever? Well, The Art of Prolonging Life was penned by a Dr. Rushland. He was in Germany. He wrote his paper in 1797. And he conducted 8 years of studying the topic, and he identified some of the factors that he felt were associated with a long life. Of course, moderate diet, rich in vegetables and fruits, not too much on the meat or sweetened pastries. He says also to stay active, take good care of your teeth, and do bathing weekly. All right, have a daily. But anyway, use soap and water, you know, stay clean, good hygiene, get some good sleep, clean water, fresh air, and hopefully, he says, also, you were born to parents that had lived long lives, too. But towards the end of his essay, which was published in the American Review, this good doctor wistfully speculated that human life may be prolonged to double the extent of its current years. Well, you know, Hushland thought it was possible that life could stretch to 200 years. Well, James Vaupel, he is director of the Laboratory of Survival and Longevity at Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research in Rostock, Germany. So he studies longevity and survival in both humans and animals, and he says that he doesn't think Hushland's idea is too far off. He says life expectancy is increasing 2.5 years for every decade. He says that's 25 years for every century. So before the 50s, he says most of the gains in life expectancy were in combating high infant mortality. And since then, you know, it's been gaining in the area of the 60-year-olds and now the 80-year-olds. So they want you to take comfort in the knowledge that there are well-documented ways to avoid the Western world's biggest killers, heart disease and cancer. And you know what they are? It's documented. Combination of exercise, healthy eating, and moderation when it comes to alcohol and red meat. There you go. Moving along in the quacker, oh goodness, we've got another drug from GlaxoSmithKline. Failed attempt to convince, authorities that this new heart drug, get this, folks, it's an anti-inflammatory heart drug made from plants. It's a combination of cannabis and turmeric. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you see, they can't just take God's copyright and sell it to you at, you know, $2 a pill. They have to change it somehow to get a patent. But the UK-based drug giant GlaxoSmith, well, they're reaping a bitter harvest on this one, folks, because the experiment on this drug turned out to be showing that the drug's useless and even harmful to patients. In phase three of their clinical trial, which was recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine, the drug, which is called Daraplatib, I'll say that three times fast, they said the drug doesn't have any actual benefits for heart patients. There's no protection from adverse events, from coronary heart disease, cardiac arrest, strokes, and so forth. So, and the really, really bad thing about this drug, other than it's like as useless as a placebo, is that the person who takes it, they have a foul odor that kind of reeks. They have this dank stench that comes through their pores. So while they're on the drug, actually the drug Daraplatib has been kind of nicknamed the stink bomb. Mm-hmm. So it appears that the drug poisons the vital fluids of your body, and you release this really dank stench. Of course, this hasn't deterred GlaxoSmithKline. No, no, they're into their spin mode, and even though there was unfavorable results that got into print, it's kind of slipped by them. They are going to plan further trials, and because anybody knows, they know that the FDA has approved worse drugs, right? Mm. And speaking of drugs, here's something that's interesting. For the first decade of the 21st century, there have been retractions on papers published in medical journals. It went up 19-fold, although the number of manuscripts being published only increased 44%. And the reasons behind the surge in the evidence of scientific papers being retracted is falsification of, you know, information, and this was a study on this just published in the International Journal of Radiation Oncology and Biology and Physics. So one of the greatest, according to Chief Editor Anthony Zietman, he editors one of these journals, he says one of the greatest and it's sad to all common people is the challenges facing contemporary medical journalism. The ethical integrity issue, he said. He had originally presumed that this would be just an occasional issue, but as he turns out, he says it transpires to be a problem that is quite widespread, ranging from unconscious or unwitting naivety to conscious and willful betrayal of scientific trust. Mm. And he goes on to say, falsification of any type undermines the foundation of medicine itself, and scientific process is founded on scientific honesty. Well, yes, it is, but that almighty dollar there, basically Mr. Zietman, is the problem. Let's see, moving along the quacker. Here's a family who discovered something very interesting, some health benefits by cutting all the sugar out of their diet for 1 year. Eve Schwab, she didn't have enough energy. She couldn't get through her day without an energy drink or some sort of energy bar. But she still wasn't having enough energy, even though she was consuming those products. So she decided to do the opposite, get the sugar out of the diet. And so she put her family on a fast track to better health, and there was no added sugars in their diet, except for natural sugars that occur in fruits and vegetables and things like that. So they discovered some benefits. They said they had increased energy. They only ate foods with natural occurring sugars, and the longer they went on without the added sugar, the better they felt, and they had more energy. The second improvement they noticed was their sense of taste. So part of the agreement that the family came up with is in this year-long sugar glut, if you will, they would have 1 day a month where they could have a sugar dessert. So on her husband's birthday, the family could hardly choke down a pie. They couldn't finish it. Wow. And third, they said they had fewer sick days. She says her daughter missed only 2 days in the year that they were on a sugarless diet compared to 15 days the year before. And she says when we did get sick, we got better faster. And last but not least in the Quack Report, well, here's an enterprising community. We're going to go to England. This is a little market town. You know, they grow produce. It's in England. There's 15,000 people there. It's a little town that is between Leeds and Manchester, and they grow fruits and vegetables and sprouts and herbs, and they're growing them everywhere. Everywhere there's a little swatch of dirt. Something's planted there that's edible, and they're calling this propaganda gardening. I like that term. I'm going to borrow that. They say they have produce grown everywhere. Corner row by the railway, station car park, front of the health center. People have gardens in their front yards. They even have a garden in front of the police station, and everybody's welcome to partake of the edible delicacies there in the garden. And they're doing it because they want to start a revolution, they said. Pam Warhurst calls this incredible edible, and she says they're sparking a revolution of food self-sufficiency in their little small town, and their community hopes to be absolutely food self-sufficient by 2018. And guess what, folks? This idea started around a kitchen table where a group of friends envisioned a community where they could live everyday lives and learn from what they were doing, teach their kids about it, aside from what they were learning in school, and teach everybody new skills who didn't have a clue. No green thumb, don't worry about it. You'll have one soon enough. And I encourage all of America to do that. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about something very interesting, our pathogen party segment. Because I've been reading some of the reports regarding the chemical warfare agents. And you know that we have a problem, folks, when these chemical agents are described as wonderfully horrific. Who in the world would say something like that? You know, what? I would never pair those two words together, wonderfully horrific. Or you may hear them saying they are the future. These deadly pathogens are the future. All right, well, a news report was recently released on April 15th of this year, and it stated that a prestigious secure laboratory in France, the Pasteur Institute, well, they discovered upon an inventory check that there were 2,349 tubes which contained the SARS virus were missing. So how long had the tubes been unaccounted for? Well, it's hard to say, but the lab's director, Christian Burchot, he thinks that the tubes may have been destroyed back in March of 2013 and that an employee perhaps forgot to log in the procedure. So the public was told that there's no reason for alarm because the tubes contain some non-infectious SARS viruses. So why would the public need to be reassured if the tubes had been destroyed as stated? So there's also some suspicion that the story that the tubes were destroyed is not true. So the report also informed readers that the tubes were located in a part of the lab which contains highly infectious agents, and only restricted personnel have access to this part of the lab, and they have to complete, or they must complete, a decontamination process when they exit the lab. So it makes really no sense to store non-infectious agents in that part of the lab unless they were highly infectious. So I think the Agency for Safety of Health agrees because they have opened an investigation. And hopefully they'll be able to quickly ascertain if the tubes were destroyed or if they were stolen. So if the tubes were stolen, you know, finding out who stole them could help investigators recover the virus or predict where it may be used as a bioweapon. So if pathogens intend to crash into our lives, we had better be prepared because medicine has no antidotes for bioweapons. So let's see what we can do to protect ourselves, shall we? Because this particular pathogen, the SARS, offers an atypical pneumonia. So what does SARS virus do? And what kind of threat are we looking at here? Well, SARS is abbreviated for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, and it's highly contagious and promotes atypical pneumonia. So scientists tell us that the SARS virus is related to the common cold virus, the coronavirus, and the World Health Organization reported on the emergence of SARS from China around 2002. So if the numbers on those who were infected are accurate back in 2002 with the SARS virus, the SARS mortality rate is roughly 11%. So since 2002, the virus has kind of cropped up and infected people in various regions, China, the UK, and Canada. And now with these missing tubes of the disease, you know, we could see a massive outbreak at some point. So the virus is spread via contaminated droplets, similar to how the common cold and the flu is spread around, and surfaces can also be contaminated and spread this infection. Well, let's see what happens when they find out somebody's got SARS. Well, the protocol for anyone that's diagnosed with SARS is to isolate them. Isolation is going to be in that person's future. Now, statistically, one infected SARS patient can infect nearly 250 other people. So hospital staff have to follow a strict protocol because the virus tends to kill 1 in 10 people who contact with the disease, and the group that is at most risk are the very young and old. But that does not mean that those in the prime of their life can't die from SARS. So medicine is trying to tweak the coronavirus to try to create a SARS vaccine. Antiviral drugs are ineffective on SARS, and patients are often given antibiotics to treat the pneumonia symptom that SARS creates. So inflammation is also a symptom, and patients are pumped full of anti-inflammatory steroids and antimicrobial drugs. Doctors are sometimes fooled into a false diagnosis of the flu because SARS mimics flu symptoms. So if you come in contact with SARS, with that particular virus, you can develop symptoms as quickly as 2 days. Now, a high temperature, fatigue, headache, chills, muscle pain, loss of appetite, and diarrhea start to appear within 1 week of exposure. And then next, the lungs are attacked by the virus and produce a dry cough, followed by breathing problems causing hypoxemia, which is a lack of oxygen in the blood. So often patients need assistance breathing through a ventilator, and then atypical pneumonia soon follows. So according to Catherine Neer and Dr. David Heyman of the World Health Organization, 20% of the SARS patients do require ventilators in order to breathe. So what are the causes? Well, science has been scratching its head and searching for the cause of the SARS virus, and thus far has only been able to say it is similar to the coronavirus. And according to Dr. Klaus Storr, who is part of the SARS Investigative World Health Organization team, he thinks that patients who suffer the most with SARS are, those that have the atypical pneumonia, are the ones that have very weak immune systems. So the medical team admitted that healthy adults who contract SARS, they can fight it off pretty well, but they're perplexed why the disease, which has been known to infect animals like dogs, cats, and pigs, has also now infecting man. So diseases don't normally jump the gap from animals to humans, and this infectious disease has pathologists, kind of wondering, where did the disease really come from? So if diseases are transitioning from animals to humans, what or who could be giving it a shove? So other diseases that have crossed the gap are AIDS, mad cow, buffalo pox, Ebola, and the Nipah virus. Well, let's check with the masterminds, shall we, for just a moment. So the masterminds and medicines have formed this network of clinicians in several countries regarding SARS. They are in Canada, Germany, Hong Kong, Singapore, Slovenia, Spain, Switzerland, Thailand, the UK, and Vietnam. So we got all these brainiacs on this panel of specialists. And these folks are managing the data on SARS. Okay, so all the reports from all the hospitals, all the clinics, all the laboratories, and so forth, are accumulated, and then they're analyzed by these folks. So chest x-rays are archived for future studies, as well as causes on SARS. Any case that seems to smack of any kind of clue of SARS, they're going to have that paperwork. So they hope to complete enough data that would suggest some treatment options, because they don't know what to do. Last March, a diagnostic test was released from Germany, which detects the SARS virus through or via an immune fluorescent antibody. So this news reportedly can confirm the results in just 2 hours compared to the traditional antibody test that took 10 days to process. And then there are some high-risk areas we should be well aware of. According to the World Health Organization, a travel advisory of areas you should be checking, those areas that have a high risk of infection for SARS, like Hong Kong and China. So at present, there's no vaccine for SARS, but when there is one, it's going to be required for anyone traveling to regions of the world known to have SARS outbreaks. So you want to check where the outbreaks are. Before you travel, you go to the World Health Organization or the CDC websites. They tend to update that data pretty well. You can check it out. So basically, we have to think the unthinkable, because in this day and age, we have to stay a step ahead and think the unthinkable. We do. Airborne diseases like SARS can intentionally be dispersed. And you have to ask the question, what's the rationale behind storing these infectious diseases for the sake of science, when there's a real risk that they can fall into the wrong hands? And the technology age has shown us that there's really no security that can't be breached. And after all, locked doors, they're for honest people. So since SARS can infect surfaces, they can easily lace anything with it, like blankets on airplanes, dollar bills, or free T-shirts at a concert. Remember, every infected person can infect 250 more people. So if pandemics like SARS are going to be part of the future, folks, it would be smart to develop a defense now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're kind of talking about these pathogens of the SARS virus. And right before the break, you know, we're just going to have to prepare, you know, ourselves, just like the folks are growing their, propaganda garden. They're preparing. They're not waiting for permission. They're just going ahead and doing it. They're planting gardens in front of the police station, okay? So we're just going to have to, you know, take care of this, folks. And where there's a will, there's a way. And I think when God says herbs are here for the service of man, he means it. Okay? All right, so if pandemics like SARS are going to be part of the future, we're going to start developing our defenses now, right? So a doctor store knows the importance of a strong immune system when it comes to SARS and other pathogens. So the use of antibiotics and vaccines and the demineralized foods have weakened the human immune system to pretty much just a whisper of what it should be. So when doctors tell patients, it's impossible to do immune boosting, you can't do immune boosting with herbs, that's a myth. A majority of the immune boosting basically is bringing the immune system back up to normal where it should be, see. So when you boost your immune system and cleanse organs, you are essentially reversing the effects of the chemical agents in those drugs. So apothecary herbs, they specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing, and they also have some herb kits for pandemics. And for pulmonary issues, they have this really good lung kit, you know, for things like SARS. So, most of the products have a 10-year shelf life, so you can have it on hand. And so you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs today, and you can prepare your family for what may come. And you can call toll-free. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, or you can visit their web store, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you go there, don't forget to check out their new section called HMO. It stands for Herb Medicine Options, for some pretty big savings on your herbal products. Yeah, when I was in herb school, I kind of figured it out. I thought, you know, get the toxins out of the body, put nutrition in, and strengthen the immune system, and you got most things whooped, pretty much. There you go. So check that out. And hopefully if I get my stuff together tomorrow, by Thursday, we're going to have something new up on the website to talk about. So hopefully, I'm not going to tell you now. I want you to come back Thursday, and we'll talk about it. So it's going to be really cute. I've run it by family and friends, and they go, oh! They're really excited, so we'll check it out on Thursday, okay? All right, so we're going to talk about elective surgeries. Yes, we are, because, you know, the experts believe that every adult is going to face a decision at some point to have elective surgery at least once in their lifetime. So elective surgery is not just about cosmetic surgery. It's also about encompassing the three most popular surgeries that are done in America today. So the world of surgery is pretty big business, with an average of 70 million Americans having elective surgery each year. So are all these surgeries necessary? Well, according to Dr. Thomas Russell of the American College of Surgeons, the answer is a big fat no. All right, so hang on a second. I'm going to adjust my headset here. Pardon my noise. There you go. All right, so we're going to talk about this elective surgery issue. According to Dr. Russell, no surgery is minor. They tell you it's minor, it's a lie. So in some parts of the United States, they overdo certain surgical procedures, while in other areas, patients have to kind of jump through hoops in order to have a non-emergency surgery approved. So differences such as this can make you wonder why allopathic medicine is called standardized medicine. So if there's no consistency, especially when it comes to elective surgery, where is the consistency? So perhaps this is one reason why they want to harmonize global health care, you know, one payer system, and try to get it all standardized. But the problem is, you know, I don't think you can. So the areas that have physicians scheduling the unnecessary surgeries would be kind of forced to comply with, harmonization rules, the WHO, Codex Alimentarius, and other government entities. So how this is going to affect healthcare is anybody's guess. Yeah, I think surgery for trauma is kind of a necessity at some point, and that's, you know, good, right? They have, you know, done wonders there. But when it comes to non-emergency evasive procedures, you know, why would you? Why would you? Okay, there are three popular surgeries. The three most popular elective surgeries is the facelift, the nose job, or the breast augmentation. Now, the three most popular elective surgeries currently in the United States involve also knee, back, and sinus surgery. Okay, so you've got the cosmetic surgeries that are elective, and then you have the non-cosmetic types. And these are procedures that sometimes aren't as safe as you think. And we're going to take a look at that. First, let's look at the knee surgery. Americans opt to have 13 million knee surgeries every year. Osteoarthritis is the number one cause for knee surgery. So knee joints wear out. They cause pain, loss of mobility. And like laser eye surgery, you supposedly have to prove to be a good candidate for the knee surgery. But statistically, one in four people are good candidates. Therefore, a minimum of 500,000 people are accepted for knee replacement surgery in a year's time. But 500,000 people have metal, plastic, and porcelain joints surgically installed with a 90% success rate. So recovery tends to be long and slow, about 12 months, and it includes plenty of physical therapy. Now, for those who are not good candidates, insurance is not going to cover the expense. And you can't really afford the cost of a knee replacement surgery out of pocket. Then the fallback option, though, is arthroscopic surgery. Now, this second choice, this fallback choice, is a procedure where a surgeon attempts to clear away debris caused by bone rubbing on bone and to smooth out the joint to reduce the friction and pain. But studies suggest that this treatment is not effective in advanced arthritis cases. More than 650 Americans try the arthroscopic option every year, and according to the experts, arthroscopic surgery is the most abused field of medicine, and it has acquired the name surgery sham. So do your homework before you have any surgery, before you have any procedure performed, and you've double-checked and triple-checked kind of thing. Let's talk about the back surgeries. The experts tell us that most adults can expect to experience at least one form of spine abnormality. The most common is the slipped or bulging or ruptured herniated disc. So everyone has 25 vertebrae, and they're filled with fluid. The discs are filled with fluid in between the bones to cushion the bone, to keep the vertebrae in line. But sometimes talking with your physician can be like, you know, talking to a government employee and getting the right information on surgeries like this. So it's important on how you ask the question. So what most people don't know is that a slip disc, and what information many doctors are not going to volunteer to you is this: 90% of these slip disc cases recover on their own with no surgery intervention whatsoever. So it may take 6 to 12 months to recover by resting your back, no strenuous activity, and using some kind of anti-inflammatory. But for the more serious back cases, like the laminectomies that are recommended, which removes bone and soft tissue around the nerves of the spinal cord, sometimes, you know, it just depends on the situation if that's required. But, you know, just your herniated slip disc, 90% of the time, it'll heal itself. Now, let's move to the sinus surgeries. Now, sinus surgery is it's a growing field. 30 million sinus surgery each and every year. Chronic sinusitis conditions, inflamed air pockets behind the cheekbones and the brow, filling with mucus, causing pain, headache, and congestion. You know how it goes. Well, according to New York sinus specialist Dr. Jordan Jessopin, he says sinus surgery is not a cure because it doesn't resolve the cause of the sinusitis. The main causes tend to be allergies and you're allergic to something in your diet. But sinus surgery attempts to make sinusitis more tolerable, but it doesn't cure it. Okay, so you want to be careful when you're considering sinus surgery. It is an elective surgery. And it's really important to realize your eyes and your brain are really close to those sinus cavities. So your surgeon has to be extremely gifted and experienced, because that's going to be critical, because about 1% of the folks having sinus surgery suffer vision loss or brain damage because the surgeon wasn't all that careful. And here's the thing. It's the mucus that inflames the sinus tissue. It's not the tissue that's the problem. So mucus is produced by the body as an immune system function, usually because of pathogens that shouldn't be there, or like I just said, allergies. Big culprit is milk and wheat products. So you might want to get rid of those and keep a food journal and see what's, you know, making you flare up. All right, so your natural options, let's say you have knee and back pain. So if surgery is not your preference, there are some options you may want to explore. For your knee and back issues, you may want to improve your intake of plant-based calcium, magnesium, and vitamin C. A lot of people today take the glucosamine supplements to help strengthen joints and ligaments and other connective tissues. And most glucosamine supplements are made from shellfish or cow cartilage. Now, if you manage to obtain a vegetarian source, it most likely is going to be coming from China. So instead of the glucosamine supplements, you'll do much better eating foods that contain natural sulfur. And why is that? Well, sulfur is a mineral part of the chemical structure of amino acids needed for your connective tissues. So foods like eggs and beans and fish and meat and herbs like garlic and horsetail and oat straw and lobelia will have high amounts of sulfur. Now, if for an easy plant-based calcium and sulfur supplements, you can ask the folks at Apothecary Herbs about the calcium liquid formula. Very, very efficient formula. So that formula has over 60 years of testing behind it and can improve the health of bones, teeth, and cartilage, skin, and hair, and nails. So if you're taking anti-inflammatory drugs, like your non-steroidal anti-inflammatories for pain, you want to be aware that these drugs dehydrate the body and disrupt the saline, especially if you have... Well, it creates a diuretic effect. So if you're on diuretics, you're getting too much of that. So dehydration is never a good thing for the fluid filled in your discs in your back. Now, I like to use willow bark and meadowsweet as an anti-inflammatory and pain reliever. It has the natural salicin in it. So if you're sensitive to aspirin, you'll also be sensitive to those herbs. They're excellent for arthritis and muscle pain. And if you want extra protection and you want some bacteria-killing, protection, you want to use those herbs instead, because antibiotics kill all the healthy flora in the digestive tract, but your herbs don't. And you'll protect yourself from diarrhea and staph bacterium and some other things. So if you're looking for the pain reliever, you can find it in regular and extra strength. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that in a liquid form. Now, getting over to your sinuses real quickly, in most cases, you know, just avoid those dairy products, like I said, because milk is a mucusy-producing food in the body, and it produces a lot of that mucus that kind of clogs up your sinuses and causes an infection. Also, reduce that sugar intake, which suppresses your natural immune system function. So one candy bar suppresses your immune system for about 6 to 8 hours. So watch the sugar, and you'll have more energy, as that one family discovered when they removed all the sugar from their diet. So if you're looking for immune boosters to help fight off bacteria and viruses, you definitely want to tap into a lot of the herbs that are there to strengthen your natural immune system and to fight against those pathogens. So I like to use astragalus root and garlic and echinacea, of course. And there's certain ways you want to use your echinacea. You don't want to use it every day. So reserve your echinaceas for when you're really sick, And you can use your garlic and your astragalus root and your ginseng, kind of like a multivitamin if you want, every day to heighten your immune system but not overstimulate it. So there are certain things you might want to learn about herbs, and the folks at Apothecary Herbs love to educate consumers on the plants, as well as provide you with really superior herbal tools that you can use. So you can ask for a free product catalog simply by giving them a call, toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or jump on their website at thepowerherbs.com. They have a healthy guidelines section you can check out, and it kind of walks you through a lot of that. All right, well, let's talk about, we got a few minutes, we're going to talk about this somewhat interesting connection between milk and cancer. The dairy industry, very powerful industry in America. And if you haven't noticed already, osteoporosis is out of control, and just about everywhere you turn is this milk for strong bones, right? The problem is cows have strong bones. They're huge animals, but they don't really consume milk past the weaning process. They eat plants. So your strong bones are not dependent on cow's milk. In humans, it's just not what it is. Scientists have known for some time that there's a link between milk and breast cancer, prostate cancer, and just plain cancer. Epidemiological cultural studies have been done. There's this correlation between the consumption of dairy products, especially whole milk and cheese products, and the number of cancer patients and cases. So in 1977, scientists actually compared this incidence of breast cancer in Japan and found, hey, there's a significant increase in both the consumption of dairy products and the occurrence of breast cancer in these urban areas of Japan, which before, when there was no milk consumed, they didn't have those cancer cases at all. So that's an interesting thing. Same thing in China. In China, women over there avoid milk products like the plague. You won't see them eating yogurt. You won't see them eating cheese or ice cream. You won't see them sucking up milkshakes or chocolate pudding or chocolate milk of any kind. No milk of any kind. There seems to be some sort of connection between milk, you know, it's a different protein, I guess, in the milk, and it can cause problems in the system. Now, cow's milk has been identified as a pretty much a common universal allergen. The number two most common allergen is going to be wheat, right behind the dairy. So bottom line is, if you want to eliminate your food allergies and say goodbye to a lot of upper respiratory infections like sinusitis, strep throat, pneumonia, ear infections, fluid behind the eardrum, asthma, even eczema and psoriasis, just get off the milk. Just get off the milk. And by the way, cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk, so get off the cheese too. I don't know. You tell people, you know, get rid of the milk, and they get rid of the milk, but then they're still eating cheese. They just totally forget about the cheese part, being a milk-based item. Now, there is a misconception, like I said, that you're going to have osteoporosis unless you drink lots of milk. Now, the WHO knows that there's scientific studies that when you consume milk for a calcium source, your body absorbs only about 18%, and no guarantee that it ends up in the bones, because bone health is tied to minerals as well as hormones. And you have to ask yourself, how does a cow develop those strong bones when it's, you know, past weaning, it's eating greens? See? We have 9 million cows in the United States, which are not classified as healthy, by the way. Nearly half of them have bovine leukemia virus, Crohn's disease bacterium. Artificial growth hormones are injected into them to promote, you know, all kinds of stuff. Some of them have prion disease. You may want to check out Dr. Robert Cohen's book, Milk the Deadly Poison, because it seems the hormones they inject into these animals are ending up in you. One glass of milk can flood the blood system in a human with an excess of estrogen increasing the risk of cancer. So there you go. So if you're interested in strong bones, you may want to check out the calcium formula or the herbs that are in there. That's oat straw, comfrey, horsetail, lobelia. If you look at these types of herbs, they do have that ratio the body likes, 2 parts calcium, 1 part boron, 1 part magnesium. You also find that perfect ratio in some of your fruits, your green leafy vegetables and your fruits that have calcium. So that seems to be our master chemist's formula for strong bones, of course, the master chemist being our creator God. So you can trust that. You won't have to worry about absorption rates. It's just going to work. So if you would like to just check it out, go to the powerherbs.com website and pull up calcium formula. Or you give a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. You know, because the minerals with your calcium, like boron and magnesium, real important, because in the 1800s, it's when science discovered just how important boron is for healthy people. Not only that, plants need it too. 100 years later, they discovered boron plays a vital role in all metabolic metabolisms in the human body, including your bones. So if you don't have boron with your calcium and magnesium with your calcium, you're not going to get the calcium to the bones. Get it? That's that required uptake requirement. See, it's got to be there. It's got to be there. So you don't have to worry about osteoporosis. You don't worry about bone density scans and drugs. When you get a source that works, you know, that's all natural, it's a whole plant food, it's not been fractionalized, it's not been, you know, denatured, it's not been heated, it's not been cooked, it's non-GMO. You know, when you get it like it was created, it's going to work, and it's going to work incredibly well. So if you're interested, check it out. Also, pH is important, for getting healthy calcium. So those minerals, again, help establish that healthy pH in the system. So see, there's a safety check there as well. See, as the required uptake, and always make sure that the pH is right so the calcium can be absorbed properly and go into bones, connective tissue, and your muscles. So that's real important to understand how that works. So don't compromise. You know, get the real good stuff, the 100% organic with a money-back guarantee. The toll-free number for Apothecary Herbs, if you want their calcium formula, is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And if you're on their website, thepowerherbs.com, be sure to check out their herb medicine options. There's a little green button in the left corner of the homepage. You can click that. It goes over to the page. It tells you how you can reap big discounts on your orders for your herbal products. And there's coupons you can cut and paste into the shopping cart. And these coupons are good for like 3 months. So you don't have to worry about them expiring right now. I hate that. You get a coupon for something really great and it expires. It just irritates me. So we decided we're going to extend those expirations, you know, for a while, and so you guys can reap the benefits. So that's what it's about, getting good stuff, getting healthy, and saving money. Oh, what could be better than that? Well, I'm about out of time, but we're going to be back on Thursday. And if you haven't signed up for the newsletters on thepowerherb.com, do so. There's a couple of them. They go out each week. Healthy guidelines are in there, natural therapies, and just information that will empower you further. And that's what it's about, feeling empowered. We got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.